they'd had to shout and scream and throw stones, and it wasn't until a few of Arya's stones struck home that the direwolf had finally stopped following them. "She probably wouldn't even know me now," Arya thought, "or if she did, she'd hate me." The man in the green cloak said,
"I heard how this hell bitch walked into a village one day, a market day, people everywhere, and she walks in bold as you please and tears a baby from its mother's arms. When the tale reached Lord Mouton, him and his son swore they'd put an end to her. They tracked her to a lair with a pack of wolfhounds and barely escaped with their skins. Not one of those dogs came back. Not one."
"That's just a story," Arya blurted out before she could stop herself. "Wolves don't eat babies."
"And what will you know about it, lad?"
asked the man in the green cloak. Before she could think of an answer, Yoren had her by the arm.
"The boy's green sick on beer. That's all it is."
"No, I'm not. They don't eat babies."
"Outside, boy! And see that you stay there until you learn to shut your mouth when men are talking."
He gave her a stiff shove towards a side door that led back to the stables.
"Go on now. See that the stable boy has watered our horses."
Arya went outside, stiff with fury. "They don't," she muttered, kicking at a rock as she stalked off. It went rolling and fetched up under the wagons.